So, Leora, I'm kind of curious what your impression was of her. How healthy of an 85-year-old did she appear to be? And what do you think about the course up to this point?
She was pretty frail. She said she was tough, and she must be tough to have gone through so much therapy. She was there in clinic with her daughter today, and she said at home she was doing some things, but had to pause so she could make her bed, but then she had to sit down for a little bit. So I'm not sure if I'd seen her up front, if I might have just rode out the pemetrexed and stopped it when she got fatigued and then started pembrolizumab at the time of progression, although I don't think that there was any harm in combining. But then when patients get toxicities, and this is what's so hard about when you do the carboplatin pemetrexed pembrolizumab up front, when patients hit about 8 or 9 months of therapy, they're tired. And you've then worked them up. They don't have hypothyroidism. They don't have adrenal insufficiency. Are they benefiting from the pemetrexed, or if they're benefiting from the pembrolizumab, and which drug do you stop? And we more often will discontinue the pemetrexed and continue on with the pembrolizumab. She has an isolated area of recurrence, so I would have approached it the same. We're pretty aggressive in biopsying those people. I have diagnosed one metastatic colon cancer and one breast cancer in a patient who looked like they were progressing. I do try biopsy those folks, but I would have also gone for radiation in this patient for a single site of recurrence to see if we can continue to ride out the immunotherapy for a while.
I saw a paper you did, Leora, also on small cell in terms of progressing on a checkpoint inhibitor. Did I read that right?
Those were two patients who were KRAS mutant positive who were on IO. And when they progressed, one was biopsied for a study, and we found out that they had had a transformation to small cell. And the other patient came in with rapidly progressing disease, and when we did the thoracentesis, that patient had small cell. And so the hard thing that we don't know is those patients had been on a checkpoint inhibitor for more than a year. So had they developed a second tumor, or had they had true transformation of their tissue? And one of the patients, a KRAS mutation, was still present in the small cell specimen, suggesting potential transformation of the tissue.
That is really interesting. Leora, what was your take about the, I guess, shortness of breath or pneumonitis that she had?
Yeah, it's hard to know. You know, her sats were pretty good, and she got better with Omedrol dose pack. So that tells me that if she did, it was a really grade one, or I guess grade two, because it was symptomatic pneumonitis. And so those patients, I would definitely re-challenge. We talked earlier, there's another patient who had a florid toxicity from a checkpoint inhibitor that you wouldn't want to re-challenge them. And if this patient had a drop in her oxygen saturations and had pneumonitis on imaging, I would not necessarily have re-challenged. The other part about that I think is harder in the community, and we were talking with some of Jan's colleagues, is when I send someone for a scan, I immediately get the results. I can look at their images. They have to rely on an outside group who is doing the images and to get those images quickly. So it's not as easy to get that quick CT scan in clinic as it is when you're in a big hospital with multiple scanners.
Jan, what would you be thinking in terms of future therapy for this patient? At what point would you consider hospice for this patient?
Well, so that's why I mean, about 2 years now for her since we started treatment. Her performance status right now is not any worse than when we started. So I'm pretty unhappy of that. I think, actually, the way I developed a relationship with this patient, I think she would be very outspoken in her mind when her performance status deteriorated and she feel like the treatment offering to her is not worthwhile for the, she will let me know. That's one way I figured out. I think if she progressed on immune therapy, I might consider single agent, something else to try. I mean, I think with her, she is where she was to begin with. I think I would try something. And I'm confident she will let me know if she feel like her quality of life would deteriorate and not worthwhile to continue treatment or anything.
Leora, any thoughts about her future therapies?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about docetaxel. And so I've never given full dose 75 of docetaxel outside of a study. So we talked a little bit about either weekly, like 36 milligrams per meter squared, 2 weeks on, 1 week off, or 60 milligrams per meter squared every 3 weeks. I probably wouldn't add ramucirumab in an 85-year-old because there are more toxicities with the combination. But single agent, I think it could be a good option for her if she has further progression.